Prime Minister José Ramos Horta has gained enough votes to win the runoff poll to become East Timor's next president. The Nobel Peace Prize winner's opponent, former guerrilla Francisco Guterres, only won 27% of the vote. The program officer for East Timor at UK-based Catholic charity CAFOD is Andrew Wardle. He spoke to us about one of the chief challenges facing the president, the current state of infrastructure and resources in the country.
It is a very, very poor country, and the infrastructure was largely destroyed in 1999 when there was a lot of violence, and that is very slowly being rebuilt. Now, of course, they have oil and gas, and the government very sensibly, with the encouragement of the international community, is setting up a system for managing that oil and gas revenue. But at the moment, the system they have is a world-class system. It's one that means the money can only be spent on health and education and infrastructure. It has systems of review. It has independent bodies which monitor how it's spent. And if that money is used well and used wisely, then there is no reason why in 10 or 15 years we wouldn't be talking about a country where poverty is rapidly declining.